Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today we're on-site at Sally Morrow Elementary, where we're joined by Principal Blake Allen. Principal Allen, pleasure to always talk to you. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for coming here and talking with us.
Hey, you know, it's always exciting with the start of a new school year. Lots of new faces to learn, as well as a lot of familiar ones. So just to start us off, how has the start of the school year been going for you guys here?
You know, the start of the year has been going good. No complaints. It's been super busy with getting all the beginning of the year testing and all that stuff done with the students. And then also the students just getting back in the hang of things and going back to school.
It usually takes that first half a semester to get reacclimated to the school environment, especially in elementary. Sometimes you got to relearn those rules, you know, no yelling, no running in the halls. But ultimately, it's just such a fun environment here, and you can tell it as soon as you walk through the doors. Now, kind of continuing off that, what you touched on with testing, looking at the school year, what kind of academic goals are you looking at for Sally Morrow?
So we have multiple goals here at this school. We have a lot of goals. Teachers have goals for their classrooms. Some of our school goals are we're looking at reading, and we're also looking at math. We're looking for the students to grow, to progress, to gain better understandings in all those areas. So we're really looking at those areas, reading and math, this year at Sally Morrow.
And then, you know, across the Carbon School District, reading has been a pretty big point of emphasis in recent years. What kind of growth have you guys been seeing from it? Because looking at testing scores, they seem to be really going up in that ELA department.
Yeah, so we're looking in those areas. We are looking for that growth. We are looking. We have a lot of students that are not on grade level. They are quite a bit behind, and so taking them from not looking at just putting them on grade level and getting them to grade level, which is our ultimate goal, but our goal is to see that growth, to see that improvement throughout the year of reaching towards grade level.
You know, that's the major thing, is being able to achieve that growth. If you can show that you are having progress in that department, good things are bound to follow. So it's always good to see that you guys are putting emphasis on reading and, of course, those essential math skills, because those are stuff that, you know, in high school, you're going to hear kids say, oh, you're never going to use this in real life. You're going to use it almost every day. So it's important to get those down. Now, in addition to the education side of things, you guys have a lot of fun here at Sally Morrow. And recently, it's been no exception to the rule. You guys have the book fair going on, and I remember that as an elementary kid, always one of the most exciting times.
Yeah, the book fair. We have parent-teacher conferences going on, and we'd like to coincide that with the book fair. We get the families to come in. They can go look at all the fun books and all the prizes in there, as well as the teachers to meet with the parents and the students and go over kind of what's going on at the first of the year, how their students started off the year with testing and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's always good to get the parents' involvement in education. You know, it's good when they take an active role in it. They want to see their kid improve. They want to see them better. And I think having that line of communication open between teachers and parents is a very good thing. Now, next week, you're going to have a lot more fun as well. You're hosting a Rock the School Week. Is that correct?
Yes, we're doing Rock Our School Week next week. We have a lot of fun activities planned for the students as well as the teachers. We've asked the teachers to pull in certain activities, certain lessons and stuff like that, that they're throwing into. They can add rock stars to it and stuff like that to make it. Next week's kind of a week for the students. We're making it. They're the reason why myself, the teachers, the parapros, our secretary, the lunch ladies, the students are the reason why we are here. So we're going to make it a fun filled week with certain activities for them. Every day we either have somebody, a group of people welcoming the students to the school, and then we're going to end the week with a big rock show, rock concert, I should say.
You can't go wrong with that. It's always so fun being able to go to assemblies, especially as a little kid, having an assembly like that. You got all the big speakers all over the place. It's just such an exciting environment. Now, looking at the start of the school year from your perspective as principal, what's been kind of the most fun part for you?
The fun part for me is the students are back. Like during the summer when we're doing getting ready and preparing, students aren't here. The excitement's not here. Now the students are back. This excitement's here. I think getting the beginning of the year testing done, seeing where the students are and seeing where we can take them, I think that's exciting as well.
Growing up the kid of two school teachers, being in a school during summer, it feels empty and barren, I think is the best way to put it. So once those kids get step foot back in the school, the party really starts now, Principal Allen. Unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No, I just want to thank every staff member that is at Sally Marl. They're the ones that make the school. They're the ones that run the school. I'm basically the face of the school. They're the ones that are putting in the hard work. They're the ones that are in the trenches. They're the ones that are pushing the students. And so I want to thank every person that is part of Sally Marl and helping with that process.
Yeah, it's a full team effort. And when it comes to education, you guys have it down on lock here at Sally Marl. Principal Allen, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, our guest, Principal Blake Allen of Sally Marl Elementary, and we're doing this week's Carbon School District Update. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.